as many Floridians already know, Governor Crist was an outspoken proponent of Amendment 2, which passed, you know, in this past election. And what Amendment 2 did is it not only precluded same-sex couples from ever having the opportunity to get married, it also has put into jeopardy many so-called marriage equivalents, such as domestic partnerships or civil unions or any of those sorts of things. So we found it particularly ironic that a person who outspokenly supported the denial of marriage rights to so many people is now going to go and exercise that very right so soon afterwards. So we thought this was a great opportunity to call attention to that injustice.
Now, as you know, there's been some criticism of the Planned protest, some saying it's inappropriate or just tacky, or maybe even worse, some people are saying, what do you say to those folks?
The tacky criticism is probably the one I have the least sympathy for. My response to that is basically, show me an aesthetically pleasing way to call attention to injustice. You know, it's not a graceful, elegant, beautiful thing when a group of citizens come together to point out that they're suffering injustice. There's just no tasteful way to do that. You know, so yeah, the demonstration will be tacky. As far as, you know, the criticism that there's something just inherently wrong about making a fuss at somebody's wedding, I also disagree with that. I think that the governor is the most powerful elected official in the state, and therefore this event is particularly public. But I also think that all marriages are, to some extent, public events. That's the issue. And supporters of Amendment 2 would definitely make this argument. If they were merely private events between two individuals making a commitment to each other, I don't think that they would oppose two individuals of the same sex making that commitment to each other. It would be the same thing as sexual conduct or the same thing as the decision to use or not use contraception. But they view marriage in a different way. To them, marriage is public. And so I'm perfectly comfortable embracing that perspective.
Obviously, you and people who support same-sex marriage are not going to go away on this. But what happens next here after we've had this vote here last month?
One of the most unfortunate consequences of Amendment 2 is that it really deprives the public of the opportunity to continue discussing the question. You know, when you ban something in the most categorical way politically possible, an amendment to the Constitution, that really has a chilling effect on a lot of public discourse because people are like, oh, well, it's in the Constitution that we can't talk about it anymore. You know, the legislature can't vote on it anymore. We can't, you know, use the traditional means available to us in a democracy to have a discussion about it anymore. You know, so I think the first step for Florida has to be repealing Amendment 2. Or something could also happen at the federal level where the Supreme Court of the United States would hear a case and would overturn same-sex marriage bans similar to Amendment 2. You know, so those are really the two possibilities. Our hope and our goal, you know, as Impact Florida is to repeal Amendment 2. We're basically focused, you know, on a state level.